Halt! Say your name and your business.
Cadet Lawrence Bryce, here to see the executive officer. Personal business.
Very well. Have a seat.
How did I get myself into this? All I wanted to do was get away from my parents and their domineering ways. Well, that and their horrible speciesism. I have to blame my history teacher, Mr. Simmons, I guess. He got it through my thick skull that whether I liked it or not, we have different species in this world, and we'd better get along or we were going to blow ourselves to kingdom come. And he proved it. Man, the number of times the world nearly plunged into Armageddon over species difference was scary as hell. Yeah, it all started one day after his American history class. I stayed behind. I was torn.
You had a question, Larry?
You said that in the Civil War, and the South one, both sides would have collapsed, right?
Yes.
Well, couldn't they have just gotten rid of the slaves?
Gotten rid of? What do you mean?
Well, you said that the Civil War was our deadliest war, right? 500,000 lost their lives?
Yes.
And there were only like 100,000 slaves.
Yes.
Well, what if instead of the soldiers getting killed, we had just killed the-
What? Wipe out 100,000 lives just because they were different from you?
Well, it was a lot less than the number of soldiers-
Who died fighting for what they believed in, not slaughter just to satisfy some bigoted- Sorry. I should not have lost my temper. Look, Larry, sit down. Do you have time? You need to understand something.
That began our daily talks. Not just that year, but the following year. When I took his world history course, I got a permanent pass from study hall just to go talk. My God. I can see why Mr. Simmons teaches history. He not only knows his stuff, his heart and soul is in it. And he cares. Something I didn't realize I needed. Someone who cares. He was the one who recommended me for the Air Force Academy and helped me with all the necessary paperwork. At least Mom and Dad were proud of me. Working so hard to get onto the Honor Society, winning a medal in the state track meet for the 4x4 relay, getting a scholarship to the Academy. But they wanted me to go into the family law business. Yeah, there was a time when I was eager to follow in my dad's footsteps. But now... Ugh. I've listened to Dad when he talks with his clients, smiling at them and assuring them that he will do his best, then watching that smile drop when they leave, and hearing him say the most ugly things about them. Just because they weren't mammals, or canines, or dogs, or Dalmatians, didn't matter how narrow you limited it, you would find something wrong with them. After Mr. Simmons, no. I simply didn't want to live like that anymore. I still remember the day I left for the airport.
Now be sure you tell them that you want to major in legal studies.
I look forward to adding your name to the firm, son.
I had no intention of studying law. No. Foreign area studies was going to be my major. If I was going to break free of the speciesism I grew up with, I needed to know more about their cultures. Of course, I didn't tell my parents this. Chances are they won't even bother to check on me until I don't return home for winter break. Yeah, that departure was the last I wanted to see of them. Ever. But once I got here, I didn't realize how little I really prepared myself. Even on the plane, I sat next to a fellow cadet. Not on purpose. That's just how the seating occurred. And he was a Martin. I swallowed hard as I sat next to him.
Hi, I'm Barry. You going to the Academy too? What's your name?
Larry.
Good to meet you, Larry. Hey, our names rhyme. Isn't that neat? Barry and Larry. Boy, I hope we get a room together. Then I would have someone I already knew as a roommate. Wouldn't that be great? Do you think we could arrange that?
He would not shut up. The entire flight. I probably got to say 4 words the whole time. Oh, not that I wanted to say more, honestly. I just wanted him to shut up. Damn Martins. Though, yeah. My first run-in with my past speciesism. I needed to chill. This was part of why I was here. Our squadron leader was a bobcat. Oh, man. I didn't realize how much I hated bobcats until that moment.
Hey, Julie! Look at me when I'm talking to you, Julie!
I had been deliberately avoiding eye contact, honestly. I was struggling with myself that much.
You're gonna look at me, Julie? Answer me!
Sir, I apologize, sir! That took so much for me to look at him and say that. I never had to show respect to anyone but my parents before that. This was just getting harder all the time. And then, a few days later, we were in a self-defense drill. I figured my agility would get me through easy. But then I got knocked on my back by a bear I was sparring with. Oof! He hit me on the side of the head and I went sprawling. I lay there in pain.
Hey, let me help you up.
Get your paws off me, honeysucker! I got hauled to my feet by the collar.
What did you just call me?
Hey, as you both were!
Yeah, I was in deep pain and I just blurted that out. I did apologize, later. But it got me to realize that maybe this was just too much for me. I couldn't see how I could overcome my upbringing. Not if it was that deep-seated. So, here I was, defeated, and ready to resign. Going back to my parents with my tail between my legs, Dad would see to it that I got into a different college and force me to study law and... No! No! I can't go that way either! What am I going to do?
Bryce, the XO will see you now.
I followed the guard into the tent. I was shaking in my boots. I was so scared. And when the general looked up at me, it was like daggers piercing me. He was a bear. And to think I had called his kind a honeysucker just hours ago. Sir, Cadet Bryce reports.
You don't get to call yourself a cadet until after basic, Dooley. Now why did you want to see me?
Sir, I want to. The word stuck in my throat. If I said it, I had to go home, defeated. I want to. It wouldn't come out. The general turned to his assistant.
Adjutant, go get yourself some coffee.
Sir.
The adjutant left. Now I was alone with the old man.
Sit down, Larry. I was afraid you'd be in here.
He knows my name. Good grief, does he know everyone's name? He pulled out a piece of paper and began to read.
Lawrence Adolphus Bryce, age 19, hometown Huntington, West Virginia. Attended Huntington Academy, where he graduated with a 3.7 grade point average. Member of the track team, which placed third in a 4x4 relay at the state finals. Recommended by Frederick Simmons, history teacher at Huntington Academy. From a long line of Dalmatians dating back over two centuries to the Balkans. Yes, I have similar papers for every Dooley here. I have to personally accept each entrant into the academy. In your case, however, I know a bit more.
You do, sir?
I know that, in addition to your speciesism you demonstrated so adequately this morning, you have, or at least had, an out-and-out hatred of hybrids.
My eyes went wide. How did he know that?
You may recall two you used to bully, named Corona and Perseus Borealis. They happen to be my cousins.
Oh, crap. Crap, 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 crap. I was gonna get tossed for sure. I just wanted to get this over with.
But that was some time ago, and you were still young. You know that every branch of the military strives for cooperation between species. It's the only way we can be effective in representing this country to the rest of the world. It's in all of our recruitment materials. It's in our welcome packet, for God's sake. We made it a point every day during basic. Everyone knows this. You know this. Yet even with your background, you still applied to this academy. Why?
I was sick of it, sir. We fought a civil war and two world wars over those differences. It doesn't matter what I thought as a youth. We can't keep this animosity up and survive.
We have to change. I have to change. But I don't know if I can.
He actually smiled.
That's what I thought. Larry, you've already changed, haven't you noticed? Simmons taught you well. We were friends here at the academy. Did he tell you that?
He knew my history teacher? Man, what doesn't this guy know?
But that was why you applied, and that was why you couldn't get yourself to resign. You refused to go back. Larry, I know your path won't be easy. Hell, it'll probably be the hardest thing you've ever done. But let me give you some advice. Every single day without fail, go to the chapel and pray or meditate.
Begging your pardon, sir, but I'm not very religious.
Doesn't matter. You need to get in touch with the spark of life inside you. Call it God, call it your soul, call it the great I am. It doesn't matter. The atmosphere of the chapel will help. Once you find that spark, a whole new world will open up to you. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Then I want you to look at every dooley you have to deal with and every officer here. Look them in the eye, just like I'm looking at you and you are looking at me. I want you to look deep and find that spark of life in them. It's there, trust me. When you can see that spark, you know you have found a brother. The outer form won't matter then. Oh, and another bit of advice. Keep in touch with your parents. Keep them informed of what you are doing and why. Be honest with them. They most likely won't like it, but you will regret it later if you don't. I know two people who regret not doing it. No, three.
How did he know I was cutting my parents off? Does he know everything? I felt totally transparent now.
And one more thing. Do not give up. You'll be surprised what you can do when you get the limitations of your mind out of the way.
I'll try, sir.
No. Don't try. Do it. Trying leaves you open to failure. You don't dare fail. Not in this. Not for your sake. Not for your squadron's sake. Not for your country's sake. You know it. I know it. You fail in this, your life is essentially over. You may have setbacks, but I want you to get right back up and keep going. Reach down deep inside you for that spark and fight! Fight for your very life! Get out there and do it, Dooley!
Sir, I'll do it, sir!
Good. I'll be watching. Now get back to your squadron, and I'll see you again at graduation.
I will, sir.
Dismissed.
I stood, saluted, and left.
Wow. He was right. I needed to fight. It's the one thing I never really did before, was fight to end the conflict inside me. I just thought it would go away once I was away from my parents. But no, I needed to win this private war, for my sake. And now, how I knew I wasn't alone in that war. Well, I had gotten a pass to see the XO, and there was no time limit on the pass, so rather than going back to my squadron, I headed for the chapel. Time to start looking for that spark I was going to need.
After the Dalmatian left, I opened a drawer on my desk and pulled out a picture I kept there. General James Frankel retired. The man who held this very spot when I came to see him. Paid forward, sir. Thank you.